News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. Michigan Senator Gary Peters took to the U.S. Senate floor today to slam the FCC's plans to drop net neutrality protections tomorrow. He says the internet has touched businesses and individuals of all stripes here in the United States.
The ability to instantly reach consumers wherever they live has allowed American small businesses and startups to compete with large global corporations in a way that would have been simply unimaginable just a couple of decades ago.
Peter said dropping rules that guarantee equal access to information and services online will just be harmful to everyone.
Repealing net neutrality is anti-competition. And repealing net neutrality is anti-consumer.
Net neutrality means internet service providers cannot block or slow down access to certain websites in favor of ones that have paid more to the providers. Peters says dropping the rules affects everyone. Speaking of Congress, it's been 1 year since the 21st Century Cures legislation became federal law. Congressman Fred Upton was the plan's champion for multiple years in the U.S. House. He released a promotional video this week touting 21st Century Cures, along with Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeJet of Colorado.
I'll never forget the day Fred came to me and he said, I'm thinking of a bill that'll help us modernize biomedical research and bring it into the 21st century. And so without even consulting my staff or anything, I said, sure.
That is DeJet talking right there. Upton talked up the patients who can be helped by 21st Century Cures in the video. The plan increased funding for the National Institutes of Health and sped up the approval of process at the FDA for new drugs and medical devices. An event will be held tomorrow at the Berrien County Health Department in Benton Township for everyone to learn more about opioid addiction. The Health Department's Jillian Conrad tells us the guest speaker, Dr. Bruce Springer from Pinerest Christian Mental Health Services in Grand Rapids. He has more than 30 years of experience in treating addiction. Conrad says anyone and everyone is welcome to attend tomorrow's meeting.
We are pressing and encouraging our families in Berrien County who might have been touched by addiction in some way, shape, or form to attend. Opioid addiction does not affect one demographic more than the other. We see it across the county.
Conrad tells us tomorrow's engagement is the result of a partnership between the Berrien County Health Department, Voice Change Hope, and Families Against Narcotics. It's set for 6 to 8 p.m. A Michigan House committee has approved a proposal from State Representative Brant Iden to legalize online casino gaming. Iden, a Kalamazoo County Republican, tells us it makes no sense that using online casinos is against the law here in the state.
This is going on already in the state of Michigan, and people are they go to the web, they type in online poker in Michigan, and all these websites pop up. The fact of the matter is, it's illegal, and people just don't know that.
Iden says when someone gets ripped off by an online casino and goes to the state for help, they're just told they were breaking the law. Iden's legislation would allow internet-based gaming only through casinos currently operating in Michigan, including Detroit's three casinos and any tribal casino that reworks its compact with the state to reflect the new technology. He says the idea is a lot safer than people using their cards to gamble at sites registered overseas. The plan now goes on to the full state house. This is the time of year when people bring more greenery into their homes, but Van Buren Conservation District is warning everyone those wreaths and trees can bring with them a whole host of unwanted guests. The district tells us forest pests can hurt native tree species in the wild, and they can enter the state on Christmas trees, infecting our forests. In order to stop the spread of those insects, the Van Buren Conservation District encourages everyone to buy their Christmas tree from a local farm or a local dealer. Insects like the balsam woolly adelgid or a fungi like the spruce decline can enter the state on imported plants and infecting our native trees. After the festivities have ended, Michigan's trees are used to some pests, but not the invasive ones. That's why buying local can help. Anyone with questions should call the Van Buren Conservation District. Emergency planners in Michigan are suggesting you give the gift of preparedness to a loved one this holiday season. Dale George with Michigan State Police Emergency Management and Homeland Security tells us state police recommend 5 gifts this Christmas. Number one is an emergency kit.
In an emergency, your electricity, gas, and water could be cut off for days or even weeks. You may even be stuck in your home or evacuated in a moment's notice, so that's why it's important to have your own fully stocked emergency preparedness kit.
So what should be in that kit?
At minimum, you should every household should have a kit that contains food, water, first aid kit, flashlight, batteries, extra clothing, and a blanket.
George says it's not a bad idea to keep such a kit in your car, too. Other recommended gifts are a hand-cranked lantern, a portable phone charger, a water filtration bottle, or emergency preparedness books for kids. You can find out more at michigan.gov/miready. Michigan Blood is hoping you will take a moment to make a donation this holiday season. The organization tells us it's offering everyone a special incentive to give blood from December 21st through January 2nd. Anyone who donates at one of Michigan Blood's main donor centers will get a $10 Meijer or Speedway gift card. That means donors can save lives while getting a stocking stuffer for someone special. It just so happens Michigan Blood has a donation center here in St. Joe. It's on Cleveland Avenue near the bowling alley. A drive will be taking place at Michigan Blood in St. Joe Wednesday, December 27th from noon to 7. One in every seven people who enters a hospital needs blood. Michigan Blood provides blood and blood products for more than 60 hospitals around the state. And the city of South Haven is on track to get a new splash pad for South Beach thanks to a state grant that was recommended last week. As South Haven City Manager Brian DeSette tells us, the Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund Board has earmarked the maximum grant amount for the project.
Third time with the charm. The board has agreed to fund $300,000 of the total project. So a $300,000 grant. The total project is estimated to cost about $570,000.
That extra $270,000 will come from local funds. The South Beach splash pad will be designed to look like the deck of the Friends Goodwill, which is the large ship parked at the Michigan Maritime Museum.
We want to be able to give parents a safe alternative so that if their kids are at the beach and they feel the wave conditions are unsafe, they can just walk across South Beach and go into the splash pad as another option.
The set tells us the splash pad will be similar to the Whirlpool's fountain in St. Joe. Assuming the state legislature approves the money, work is expected to start on the pad late next year or early 2019. WSJM News Now continues with your Hilliard Lyons report.
Market recap. Closing stock prices of local interest for Wednesday, December 13th. The Dow closed at a record for the fourth straight session Wednesday after the Federal Reserve hiked interest rates and raised its U.S. gross domestic product growth target for 2018 to 2.5% from 2.1%. The S&P 500, however, slipped into the red toward the closing bell, dropping a point to 2,663. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 84 points to 24,589. And the NASDAQ Composite Index advanced 13 points to close at 6,875. AEP was up 50 cents to close at $76.52. Apple was $172.27, up 58 cents. Fifth Third Bank was down 51 cents to close at $29.94. UPS was $118.40, up 24 cents. And Whirlpool was up 53 cents to close at $167.04. Hilliard Lyons has provided investment and wealth management insight for every generation since 1854. Our offices are located at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News Now continues. President Donald Trump defending his decision to initially back Senator Luther Strange against Roy Moore. He said in a pre-dawn tweet that, quote, Roy worked hard, but the deck was stacked against him. I was right, exclamation point. That happened today after Democrat Doug Jones narrowly defeated Moore, a former state Supreme Court Chief Justice in Alabama's special Senate election. The Senate and the House have an agreement on merging their two tax bills, at least in principle. Here's ABC's Serena Marshall.
According to Senator John Cornyn and a second GOP source familiar with the negotiations, the corporate tax rate has been raised to 21% from 20%, but still down from the current 35%. And the top individual tax bracket is also staying lower at 37%. The House bill's mortgage deduction cap has been raised, though, from $500,000 to $750,000. Details that are still unclear, the number of tax brackets, and whether the repeal the individual mandate is included. Serena Marshall, ABC News, Washington.
President Trump delivered his final pitch today for that tax reform bill. ABC News political director Rick Klein says the president's feeling likely feeling a sense of urgency to get his party behind something by Christmas.
It could happen by the end of next week, and the goal is to get this all tucked away before Christmas. In fact, yesterday's election in Alabama increases the urgency because the Republicans now have a 52-48 edge in the Senate. That's going to go down to 51-49 as soon as Doug Jones, the Democrat, is sworn in that race. That's expected. It could happen late December, but it's more likely early January.
That's ABC's Rick Klein. In a moment of raw emotion, former Vice President Joe Biden talked about his son's cancer diagnosis with a host who knows about it all too well. Here's ABC's Brad Milkey.
On The View, co-host Meghan McCain had barely introduced Joe Biden.
I couldn't get through your book. I tried.
When she began to weep.
I think about Bo almost every day.
The former vice president's son died of brain cancer, the same type that Senator John McCain was diagnosed with 6 months ago.
I know you and your family have been through a tragedy that I couldn't conceive of.
Well, look,
what
look,
would
look,
you
look,
tell
look,
people?
Look,
it's not about me. It's about everyone.
No,
with
no,
me.
No,
Biden
no,
switched
no,
seats to be closer to Meghan.
There's breakthroughs that are occurring now.
And told her one person who gave Beau courage was the man who looked after him every now and then.
One of my best friends.
Her dad. Brad Milkey, ABC News, New York.
The would-be suicide bomber who attacked a subway in New York City presented in court for the first time today. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Appearing on a video monitor from his hospital bed, Akayed Ullah spoke softly when he affirmed he could see and hear the judge and that he had seen and read the charges against him. There are five of them. They could put Ullah in prison for life. There was a bedsheet pulled to his neck, so none of his burns was visible. Ullah's movements through the subway to the time of the blast were captured on security cameras, but no one could see the pipe bomb strapped to his chest.
It's ABC's Aaron Katursky. Not so great news for firefighters making progress on the Southern California wildfires. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Unfortunately, the weather here is getting worse again. More gusty winds expected all the way through next week. More Santa Ana winds and super dry air. Fire warnings have now been extended through at least Friday night and will likely go longer. There are worries that fires could again take off.
And Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri was the top nominee at the Screen Actors Guild Award nominations this morning. ABC's Jason Nathanson says some TV shows are in there.
The top TV nominee, it's a three-way tie. Stranger Things and the wrestling comedy Glow from Netflix tied HBO's Big Little Lies for the most SAG nominations, four. Stranger Things is last year's Best Drama Cast winner, and it's up for it again against Game of Thrones, This Is Us, The Handmaid's Tale, and The Crown. Glow is up for Best Comedy against Blackish, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Veep, and last year's winner, Orange is the New Black. Netflix leads the way with 19 nominations. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News now continues with your weather forecast brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.